am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Welcome to Daytime After Dark. Tonight's guest is Zodi Veracity. So we are waiting for him to get in the studio, and I have a couple of announcements. I am so excited that Spencer, our little Spencer, is coming back on ZH for a couple of days. So I'm really excited about this. And like I said, you guys, this is Zodi Veracity. He's been on Guiding Light AMC, and now he's on Days, you know, and he's done a lot of prime time shows as well, and one of the most handsome guys in daytime, in my opinion, so let's bring him on. Oh, and if you want to call in and talk to him, it's 347-850-8721. Thank you. Hi,
hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. How are you?
Yes. Good. I'm, you know, yes, you are one of the hottest guys in the daytime. And I don't care what people say.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm flattered. I'm flattered. That's a wonderful compliment, and I appreciate that.
Well, yes, I love it that you're back. I mean, you're back in daytime. I love it that you're playing Dario, but I have a couple cautionary tales. Number one, you and Nicole cannot get together for a couple of months because Nicole is still grieving for Daniel. So
it's
the appropriate time, I will let you know when the appropriate time is. But
I'll let them know when you feel that's appropriate as well. I'll hook you up.
Okay, people, I'm kidding.
I know we're kidding together.
Well, yes, but no, you guys are really good. The past couple of days when you've been on together, you've been really good with her, and I liked you with talking Eric Madoff Brady, and
right.
You need to stop being hard on your dad. Dario needs to stop being hard on Eddie, and I'm only going to say this because A. Martinez is a friend of the show, and I love him, but I think you guys need to work on your relationship because he had a bad reason for taking off all those years ago. It wasn't that he didn't love you guys. He just, you know, did it. I mean,
it's gonna take, you know, I'm sure there are people out there who have lost, who, you know, fathers have left them and, you know, who feel that they've been slighted and that, you know, and it's like anything else, you know, it takes time, these relationships, as far as I'm concerned. And I think that, you know, unfortunately, it's going to take time. I do think that there will be light at the end of the tunnel for their relationship, but it's going to take some time. So I don't think that's going to happen as soon as you would like it.
I know.
But there's going to be some drama as is true to the genre. So you're just going to have to hang in there with that.
Well,
but I'll tell you, I love Galen, Camilla, Alma, Martinez, and you know, everybody that I've been you know, privileged enough to work with on this show have been awesome and really excited about the Hernandez family and what they're doing on the show.
Me too.
They really good. And we need, you know, and that's the thing. Like, I think we need to hear from the fans about the Hernandez family, and just because I think it's an interesting dynamic. You know, I think I'm a little biased, but I think that, you know, just to talking to other people, they're like, man, this adds a little more flavor to the show.
It does.
So,
it really does because, you know, Rafe has been on the show for 6 or 7 years, and so has Gabby. And then we had Adriana, who kind of got hit, went over by a call, I believe. Yes.
Yeah.
But now they are doing a good thing by, you know, bringing this family on, because I am more family dynamic and everything. I always thought they needed a little more. So is there a favorite scene so far that you liked so far?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Is there any favorite moments so far out to you?
Yeah, I think there's going to be some really, you know, again, I think I'm sure you're aware of this, that there's we're really ahead of the schedule.
Yeah.
But I get some, I guess, show highlights or things that are happening on the show on my Twitter feed. There's somebody who posts the what's going on, like, next week or what have you. And I think what's happening next week with Nicole and JJ coming to dinner, I think I really enjoyed those shows. So, and I think they gave me a chance to, you know, they gave me some juicy moments. So I think next week will be fun for a lot of people who enjoy, you know, Dario and the Hernandez family. I think people get a kick out of what happens next week.
And yeah. I loved it that you had a little scene with Maggie sitting in Rogers, because you guys were concerned about her and the house. But I think if Rafe and Dario and Victor work together, they can beat up Demos. I was so happy when I heard Vincenieri was coming on Dave Bunnell. I'm like, oh, really? I want to suit him, please. The character people. And going back to your Guiding Light days and you're playing Tony, it's such a different kind of character that you're playing now, because Tony was kind of with the mob at one point, and Tony had a crazy little mother. And how is that different from Days of Our Life?
Well, it's a lot different. I mean, I'm 14, you know, 13 years older than that character. And you know, being older, there's different, you know, conflicts, and it's just, you know, that character was, first of all, that was such a joy to play at that age, because I was obsessed with those kind of movies and that kind of genre of mafia and all that. So I just have to say that was one of the funnest things I ever got to do as an actor. And, you know, being like really one of my first jobs, like really, I'd done other stuff before that, but my really like big job, I am so grateful for that and that show. Like, I talked to a lot of people about Guiding Light, fans at some appearances and what have you, and they say that that's the one show that they miss the most. They loved Guiding Light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that show meant so much to them. In terms of this character, I think there's I think this guy is smarter than Tony. And I think being back in Salem, he's right now trying to calculate like what's going to be the best move for him in terms of fitting in into this small town and what he wants to do, because he left and I don't think he was ever going to come back. And he's back, and I think for him, what brought him back was that he missed being by his family, being able to confide in his family. You know, blood is blood at the end of the day, and whether you love or you hate your blood, it's still very, there's something different about that experience. And that's why it's so difficult for him to deal with his dad, because his dad wasn't really around for a long time, and now having to face that predicament is something hard for him to really to swallow. It's a hard thing. But I think he's a bit of he does kind of delve into the dark side as well, like underhanded dealings. You know, he'll try to whip up some scams here and there, and I think that. I love playing that stuff. That stuff to me is fun because, I'm a good citizen and, I have a family and, I abide by the law, but being able to do that in a story is always exciting and fun for me. I enjoy it.
Well, yeah, and it's really good, and I love you on All My Children, too, and I thought I thought you and Elisa Mansour had a couple good chemistry there, and I was upset when All My Children too was canceled.
Oh man!
And,
yeah, I mean, I had signed on for 4 years for All My Children. I had signed on for a long time.
Oh,
but,
you did?
Yeah, I was going to be there for a long time, and they were really giving me a lot of story. But, when they realized, because, they were really taking their time with that storyline, with the Zach and, that whole storyline that ended. And he wasn't going to come back. So when they brought me in, they knew that they were going to have to take their time with that and really kind of make it happen. But right when they said that the show wasn't going to come back, that's when they were going to bring back everybody. So that storyline never bared any fruit. We weren't able to tell that story of these two, and I thought it was fun. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to, that wasn't able to happen. And that was very frustrating for me as an actor. But, I'm sure a lot of people on that show felt that way because, there were some stories going on. And when they realized that they got to wrap it all up and bring in, all the old actors from, bring David Canary back, bring back, what's his name? Some of the, Josh, Jamal, they wanted to bring back all the favorites, and that stagnated a lot of what could have happened. And unfortunately, that's what happened with the show,
Yeah, I mean, I always thought when I first heard All My Children was moving in California, right then and there, I'm like, okay, they are trying to absolutely mess up something because you don't just, I have a show that someone's 40 years old and say, oh, let's take them in California now. It never made sense to me. And once AMC was in California, you guys were great. But I just feel like something was missing. Some of the houses and everything. But, I mean, I get why things happen like that. You guys had no other choice. But, it was a really, like you said, 4 years. So did you follow them from New York to California, or were you just, I'm trying to remember.
No, I was strictly in California. I was just in California. I was California.
Oh, okay.
And that's when they came in, and they had approached me, and I wanted to come back to daytime, and I tested with Alicia, and it worked out. So,
it really worked out, and I loved you guys, and I'm still finding a guy that Delvio can appropriately date on Days of Our Life for you. Since my Nicole's out of the running in my mind, the only other person I can think of is Teresa, but Teresa's with Brady. So,
Teresa's with Brady. Yeah. Yeah. You know, like I said, the show is 5 months ahead. I wish I wish I could tell you what's going on. Unfortunately,
I know,
can't.
But you can.
But I think I listen. My hands are tied. What can I tell you? I hope that the audience responds to what's going on right now. You know, and I think that hopefully next week we'll give them a lot to chew on with what's going on with the Hernandez family. I don't even know what's going on this week. I don't even know. I don't think I've been on for a while from what I've read.
No, you haven't been on.
Yeah.
You haven't been on in like a week and a half.
Yeah. So.
I don't even know if I'm on this week.
So.
I'm counting the days, but use this, you know. But yeah, I mean, I like it. That finally, you know, they did. I mean, them bringing you on and bringing A on, it was like, wait a moment, this family actually can work and it can be, you know, probably days closer of this family working because, you know, when you had Waif and Gabby, there was always something I thought was missing. And then they brought you on,
right.
And then they brought A on, and I'm like, great, but I'm really not happy about your mother. I mean, I love your mom as the actress, but come on. She needs to be a little more nicer about this whole situation. But I get why she's angry. But, you know, it's like a really...
Because you love A. A's a great actor. He's a friend of the show. But, again, I think you have to kind of take a step back sometimes and be like, this guy left her. It's like, imagine being married for like 15 years and then, or 20 years, and then he just disappears and you don't know what happened.
Yeah,
and he leaves you with three kids. And it's like, what do you do? So then you
see him.
It's going to take some time. It's going to take time.
Well, yes. And, I really also enjoyed when you were on Buffy, the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was on for like a second.
Okay, yeah, a second,
yeah.
But I actually watched that episode. So I usually didn't, but I saw your name in the credits. So I'm like, oh, okay. You know, you've been doing a lot of stuff, and The Last One, and Numbers, and Fast and House, and Whether or Not. I liked Whether or Not, by the way. Yeah, I loved it. And is there any outside projects you're working on besides Days of Our Life right now that you can tell us?
Yeah. I have a movie out now called The Invitation. Is a very scary movie. It's a really good psychological thriller, and it's been critically acclaimed. I think we have like a 93 score on Rotten Tomatoes, and I'm really, really proud of it. It's a really good film, and I've kind of been promoting it on my Twitter and on my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I have a movie that I did with Denise Richards that should be out, I think, early next year. I have another movie coming out on Lifetime May 29th called Below the Surface.
Okay.
Yeah, which is like a thriller. I have a short film right now that I'm really proud of that's been doing the film festival circuits, and I just found out I think yesterday that I won Best Actor at a film festival in New York.
Yay!
And I'm really, really, thank you. Yeah, I'm really, really proud of the movie. It's everybody worked so hard on it and did such a good job. It's called This Modern Man is Beat. And it was directed by Alex Merkin, who's done some great films, and produced by a friend of mine named David Schroeder, who wrote this, who I was actually trying to help him produce the movie. And he actually asked me if I would star in it and play a character by the name of Habib. So the character I play in this movie is called Habib. Which is, you know, I never pictured myself playing a character by the name of Habib, but hey, it worked out, and I'm really, really proud of the film.
That's what I got going on right now.
Well, I love Lifetime movies, and I don't know. I can watch a whole day of Lifetime movies, and now that I know you're the only one, that's gonna. I cannot wait. We have to take
May
29th, some calls.
It's called Below the Surface. Yeah, go ahead, take some calls. Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's see. Who do I want to take on first? Hi, David.
Hello, Gordie.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I want to say I'm a big fan of yours. I love your voice.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate that. Thank you.
I've been watching Dave for over 30 years.
Wow.
And, do you have a favorite storyline that you worked on in
Do I have a favorite storyline?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think my favorite storyline in daytime was when I pretended to had murdered Catalina in Guiding Light, and in order to keep Mara innocent. That was my favorite storyline by far. And I remember playing that in the jail cell, and it's just one of those things that we knew that was something really special. And ultimately, I think that's what got me my Emmy nomination and then the award. I think that story really was fun, and it was dark, and I just felt like I really worked hard on it, and I think that people really responded to it. That was my favorite storyline.
Yeah. Have you ever worked with David Canary? Who would you like to work with?
Oh, man, yeah. I worked with David Canary briefly on All My Children. And he was a cool guy. You know, unfortunately, I think he was I don't know what he had, and I don't want to talk out of hand here, like out of line. Like I think he was slowly kind of whatever illness he had, he was slowly starting to it was happening, and but he still had the acting chops, and I could still see him, and I just realized that why he had won so many awards. And I got to watch him, which is such a cool thing for anybody in the genre. He was a special actor and a special human being, and so kind, so cool, and humble, and just very very cool. So, yeah, that was really special. That was nice.
Yeah, I saw Invitation. I loved the movie.
Oh, good. That's awesome. Yeah, it was a. It was pretty scary, huh? It was a good,
yes,
a good thriller.
Yes, horror movies. Thank you.
Yeah,
it was nice.
I'm glad you enjoyed
it.
You too, David. You take care now.
Thanks.
Okay, David, I'm going to put you on hold, and let's see. Hey, Bobby, you're on here.
Hey, Jordy. Hey, Carly.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm good, man. Thank you. Good.
You know, I'm really enjoying you on Days, and I know Carly doesn't want to have your character and Nicole hooking up, and I kind of just have mixed feelings about that, but I just don't know. But in all seriousness, I think maybe if somewhere down the road, especially with the situation that Nicole is in with Vince's character right now, that if ever comes to a time where your character could rescue her from maybe his evil clutches. I don't know what he's capable of doing. It might be just something to look at down the road.
Well,
yeah, for sure.
Agreed.
For sure.
And I agree on that, Bobby. I just said not right now. The Daniel and Nicole fans were erupt. They would go crazy. I would have watched, you know. But, yeah, down the line,
right.
Yeah, Dory,
right.
You, Zodin, you have my permission
and Chloe
to...
coming back too, so. And Chloe coming back too.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, I don't know how that will factor in. But,
well,
but,
maybe...
But I just want to go back to your guiding light days, if it's okay.
Yeah, for sure. Go for it.
Okay. So you ever worked with Leslie McKeon, who was a veteran actress, so I remember watching her growing up on Saved by the Bell before she became...
yeah, I know Leslie.
She joined
yeah, sure,
the
sure,
guiding
sure.
light. She worked with her? You worked with her?
Yeah, well, she played my girlfriend on the show. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember because I remember both of you
yeah.
being on the show, and I was, like, I'm, like, impressed with what she had done because she had just came off of Saved by the Bell along with the actress that was Kim on Bold and Beautiful at the same
okay.
time, and it was just great to just see the Saved by the Bell that's on the show because you all that weren't on 90210 or doing primetime work or doing what Natalia did for a while with the old AMC, but it was great to see them working together. But I think right now that, and I know this has nothing to do with you, but I think maybe it would be great for Lindsay maybe to try out for the Abigail recast if that's possible, because I think she would be perfect for it because it's been a while since she's been on daytime.
Yeah, for
but,
sure. I think that would be a great move. Absolutely.
I just wanted to say, what was your memorable moment on Guiding Light, as far as working with the stars like Kim Zimmer, for example? What was it like working with her? What was it like working with
oh,
everybody else?
It's funny, you know, those were fun times. I mean, I was 20 years old and just like really just I learned a lot from watching these guys and. It was just, I just remember it being just so much fun, you know? It was like, everybody was just, you know, Kim is another force. She's kind of like the female David Canary,
mm-hmm.
but the opposite. She
yeah.
was
yeah.
really outspoken, really had a super infectious laugh, and beautiful.
Right.
And then you had someone like Robert Newman, who was just like the nicest.
Yep.
sweetest man
yeah.
and totally but and had a cool sense of humor as well. And then, you know, someone like Sandra Santiago, who I got to work with a lot, who I actually saw over Halloween. I hadn't seen her in years. And you know, she played my aunt what was her name? Aunt I forget.
Uh-huh.
But she was just so much fun to work with. And, you know, I was living in New York at the time, really enjoying it. And it, again, they were just, what a way to, you know, what a time to grow up, you know, from,
right.
you know, I turned 21 on that show.
Yeah. And you
awesome.
Reunited with, and you reunited with Ricky Paul and Beth for a brief, Beth Ellis for a brief time when they were on All My Children for a brief time.
I didn't see Beth. I wasn't there with Beth. I was there with Ricky.
Yep.
And
yep.
Ricky and I had hung out a little bit on the show, and we were close. And, yeah, you know, Ricky's a fantastic actor as well. And we got to hang out a little bit as well. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. You know, show business, like, you work with these people so much. And while you're working, you get just very close to them. And then you go away and you lose touch, but it's not because you don't love them. It's just because, you know, you have your life and they have their life and,
right.
you know, but when you see them again, it's like, you don't miss a beat. It's like all that love is still there. It's a beautiful thing. And I've just had such tremendous, jobs and experiences and relationships with these people that you can really just it's great. It's like family at the end of the day because you get that close in this work environment because you can imagine you're sharing all these emotions, you're falling in love, you're staring into each other's eyeballs. It's a lot of stuff. So it's a beautiful thing.
Right. Well, listen. If they ever decided to bring Crystal back as Carly, that'd be one heck of a reunion that I would love to see. Crystal.
Oh, yeah,
back.
Crystal Chappelle, hell yeah.
I'd love to see some good
hell
chemistry
yeah.
between you two. Not chemistry, but interaction, because I don't
yeah.
remember on Guiding Light of Olivia or Tony ever interacting that much.
We worked. Actually, it's funny. It's funny you say that. I remember very specifically working with Crystal Chappelle on Guiding Light, and it was 9/11. We were in the studio, and it was just a beautiful day, and we were rehearsing. We were doing a camera rehearsal, and we just had one plane fly through the tower, and then nobody really knew if that was an accident. Nobody knew. It was just, we thought it was a freak accident. And
well,
I think what happened, no, but this is true. She told, this is Crystal Chappelle, and I'll never forget it. She told everybody, we have to stop. She started crying. We have to stop shooting, and we have to go see our families.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the person who stopped. It was going to stop at some point, but she was the one who stopped us from, you know, that show, the show ending that day. It wasn't anybody else. So that was, and I remember specifically working with her on that day. So that's a little kind of inside story, if you will, of Guiding Light.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic that this would happen on Laura Wright's birthday. And, of course, Laura was Kathy on there when you were on there, and now she's probably on GA. So, but
yeah, she is.
Like I said, I'm just going to try to do maybe set up an online a petition to maybe try to get Lindsay back on daytime as Abigail.
Cool.
And
I love it.
Hopefully it will work. And I'll be definitely checking out Days this weekend to just watch what's going on, and hopefully during the month of May to see what the Hernandez family is up to, besides Ray and Hope and JJ and Gabby, of course, what they're up to. Because it'll be interesting to see what goes down.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
I'm excited.
Well,
it was great talking to you.
Yeah,
okay,
you
thanks,
night.
Bobby.
And Carly, I don't have that much time left, so I'm just going to say goodnight, and I'll talk to you hopefully later in the week. All right.
Okay, no problem. Night, Bobby. So what you were saying about 9/11, because I've talked to a lot of co-stars who were doing like Guiding Light, AMC, One Life to Live. And did you guys, so you guys closed down, but could you get out of the city? Because I feel like some people just couldn't get out of the city that night. Was it true for you guys?
I don't know if I could have gotten out of the city, to tell you the truth. I lived in the city, but I knew there were actors, especially like Robert Newman and some and Kim Zimmer, that they had a really hard time getting out of the city because the city was in lockdown. But I lived on the Upper East Side, so I was there. The one thing I wanted more than anything was to see my family because I was, you know, it was a shock, you know. Fortunately, my family flew up, I think a couple days later, they flew up to be with me, which was great.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, okay, we have two more calls, and they are my host and my other host. So I'm bringing on... I'm bringing on Tony, then Maggie.
Okay.
Hey, Tony.
Hello, Carly. How are you doing tonight, darling?
Good.
Hey,
Jordy,
Tony. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to ask you actually something a bit different. And I always try to bring sort of a different side to the show, being an actor myself.
Bring it.
Community
oh, cool.
theater,
yeah, bring it.
You know, that sort of stuff. But in terms of directors, you being the pro that you are with prime time, three daytime shows, numerous films, you probably don't run into this. But directors come in sort of two versions. One is they know what you can bring and they just let you do it, or they micromanage to the nth degree and, you know, with every beat, every breath, every phrase, you know what I'm talking about. Have you ever actually run into that? and just wished you could say something or did say something and just, you know, let me get on with my job? Or do you acquiesce to what they're trying to do, knowing that it might not really be the best choice? And I don't want you to answer if it's going to cause a problem with anybody that might be listening.
No. So we'll just keep names.
Generic.
Yeah, generic, exactly. We won't say anybody's name. For the most part, I come to set prepared, and knowing my lines, and I usually in this during a rehearsal, which is usually in this genre and day specifically, we move at light speed. I mean, it's like we move so fast. We have to be, you know, they want us out of there by 5 o'clock, you know, so the show moves really, really fast. So rehearsals for the actors, it's really on them to do that. And for me, I rehearse a lot with my actors. There's an acting coach on set who runs lines with us, who helps us through the stuff, because there's so much material that we're all constantly just working, because everybody wants to do a good job and everybody wants to keep their job. And usually, so what we have is what's called this is just specific to this soap opera specifically.
Right.
We'll have a dry block, which is in the morning, and a dry block in the afternoon. And that's basically, here's your blocking or where you're moving around the set as an actor and what props you'll be working with. Then we'll have a camera rehearsal. And the camera rehearsal is basically for the cameramen to put where they need to put their cameras. And then we'll shoot. And usually during the camera rehearsal, I'd say 50% of the time, I do not give it everything I have. I wait till we actually shoot. So the director will come to me, and I give him an idea of what I'm feeling it is, or, you know, how I'm feeling the character is at that point. And they'll say, give me a little bit more of this, or give me a little more of that. The other times when I do it, I don't get any direction. They're like, okay, he's good. But it just depends on where I'm at that day that I'll either give it a lot or, you know, during the rehearsal. Because once you shoot, it's in the can. Like, there's not, right. Unless it's like they're really not happy with it, they'll do another take. And then the only times, and then I have to be honest with you, I'm not really directed that much unless I'm like completely making a wrong choice. But I have been, and I did a screen test one time for a major network, and a screen test is like when you screen test, it's like you're really up for the role, and then they're really taking you seriously for the part. And there was the producer, the creator of the show, who's a very well-known producer, creator. He's had a lot of shows on network TV. And my friend, who I went to high school with, actually came up to me and said, before the screen test, and, you know, before a screen test, you're just trying to be very focused and just very kind of calm and just, you know, do your work, because it's a nerve-wracking experience. So the producer friend of mine came up to me and goes, listen, this guy is very meticulous about his notes. Do not be thrown off by his notes, because he will probably critique you on every line. And I was in that room for an hour, and I did not blink an eye. I listened to them, and I listened to every note. And in that instance, I'm trying to get the role. So it's not like I'm unless I felt really strongly like this guy was coming out of left field, like I'm going to do what he says. And a lot of times they want you to see if you can take direction. And a lot of times they want to see if you can hang in there. Like, what kind of pressure is this guy going to crack? You know, so that was really the only instance that I've had that kind of intense line by line direction given to me.
And I wouldn't have thought that happened. I mean, what you just described is like interview stuff for office work nowadays, where they just try to throw the most crazy things at you. And to know that that actually does go on in the entertainment business on your side of the fence, it's like that. Wow.
Yeah.
That's eye-opening.
It's a real, you know, and it's great that you see that, because it's a real, like, and it's hard work. Like, you got to hang in there. You got to pay attention. You got to be extremely focused. You know, because I had already been through two other meetings and two other times where I auditioned, or three other times. And then you go to the screen test, and then they're like, hey, listen, here's the deal. Like, this guy, this is his show, and he wants to see if you can hang with him. You gotta dig your heels in and really hang. And I wasn't going to say, you know, I wanted the job. You know, I liked the character. I liked what they had written, so... And it was a great experience overall. Ultimately, I didn't get the role. It was, from what I heard, it was very close, but I didn't get it. So there you go. Go ahead.
Cool. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Tony, I'm going to put you on hold to Maggie really quick.
How you doing, Jordy?
Nice talking to you,
hey,
Tony.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Maggie.
Show tonight. Caroline and I, you're so hot. Oh, you're hot.
I appreciate that. Hopefully that'll help our ratings from your mouth to God's ears, you know.
Exactly. How much fun was it with Ted of Michael E. Knight when you had your sister's wedding, the convenient wedding, and all my children? Were you guys cracking up on set or off set?
You know, it's funny. Michael is an interesting cat. I think any actor that works with him will tell you that. He is super funny, but he takes his work very, very seriously. Unless it's one of those things that's... you know, at least that was my experience. Like, he was always really on point and really took his work very, very seriously. There wasn't a lot of goofing around on his part. He always tried to keep it exciting and fresh. And, that was my experience with him. It might have been different with other people. But my experience with him was this guy really was trying to do something different, which I think he did, and that's why people responded to him so much. He worked really hard. He's cool. He's a cool guy.
And do you know the background about you and Nicole? I have a feeling you two were lovers in the past.
Oh God, I can't even answer that. I mean, even if I could, I couldn't because I don't know that. Okay. I don't think so. I don't think we were. And from what she told me, the guy who played the character before was. They never really had any interaction, so I don't think so.
But he's not you. I prefer you with the role.
You prefer me with what?
With this role, with Dario.
We love it.
Oh,
you are playing
you.
Dario.
I
got a really, really hot idea when you guys were talking. I think there needs to be Days of Our Life did the strip guy thing about 2 years ago, and it was the hottest thing on TV. And if we could
what
get
did they
new
do?
Gay, they stripped. I think we need to bring them back. Have you, Galen, Eric, all the hot, Christopher Song, all the hot guys.
Why don't they just have us go have a pool party or something?
Yes. See?
It was for charity. They collected the money.
For charity.
Well,
for charity.
Exactly. And also, I meant to ask A when he was on, what is, you know, everything of Houghton Square, they have been showing Houghton Square a lot lately. Is there like one big room, or is it really outside?
Oh, no, that's in the studio. Houghton Square is just it's in the studio. It's probably maybe 30 feet long. It's not outside. No, it's just in a studio. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
We shoot in two studios, and they have all the sets built out. Yeah, they're all indoors. You know, I think they shot the stuff with Brady and what's Marie's character's name? Summer. They shot that.
Yes.
That was definitely in Malibu. You know, but the rest of the stuff has been in the studio. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we would
That's
love to have you. We would love to have you back on. Would you be willing and come back and talk more about your Lifetime movie next month?
Yeah, I'll give you guys a heads up. It's called Below the Surface. I think if you type it on YouTube, the trailer will be out. What is it? It's a month. It's a month away. So, yeah.
It's a month. So, yeah, I will Facebook you in a month and see when you, because Megan and I live for Lifetime movies. We love Lifetime movies. Yes.
Beautiful. Great.
Thanks so much for calling, and
we cannot
wait to have you back.
Thanks. Take care, guys.
Okay.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, no problem.
Have a great night.
It was a great
okay.
night.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Carly.
Yes, of course, for you, Mommy. Okay, I just have a couple of announcements before we have to go, because Maggie, remember we thought I had an hour and whatever on the thing we talked about? It's beeping now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was so happy it did not beep before.
Yeah, last night we had like an hour and 15 minutes.
I know. So, yeah. Okay, you guys. We will have a show on Friday. David, are you coming?
Yeah, I'll be there.
And
what
are you doing? I'm singing, Tony. Are you going to be here?
This is the first I've heard of it. I seem to always be the last one to know these things. So who is it?
No. Maybe you didn't even know about it.
Oh, they're just the joke. Oh, you're telling us now. I get it.
Yes.
Is this the 7 o'clock regular show with no host? I mean, no guest?
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Because we have a lot of hot topics to
and
we probably will have like an hour and some on, because I will be getting my new house phone hopefully plugged in by then. Because I just want to tell the COVID phone people, you know, we count on you, we love you, and then you die on us. And not only do you die, you make the batteries more expensive, and you just have to go ahead and just buy a new phone. Okay, that irks me. But I know there's nothing we can do. So, yes.
It's a plan. So you buy more.
Hey, and if you had to make a decision, guys, what would you have for dinner? Tacos or lasagna? And I've had lasagna 3 days this week.
Must I make a decision?
I'm asking what I should have for dinner. So I have my lasagna, or so I have my taco meat.
Amazing.
What?
Perhaps a Mexican lasagna.
It cannot be a Mexican lasagna. It's always a good lasagna, but I also have taco meat that I can make a taco with. So, Mom, what should I do?
You know me and lasagna. I better say tacos.
Okay. Yeah, well, because my mom
made me lasagna until it was gone.
My mom made me Taco Meat and Lasagna. Because I've been bugging him forever to make it for me. And so now I think my mom and my surrogate mom should own Salad and Western for me.
Totally fun in our retirement age.
Yes, I know that. Okay, really quick on YNL. They are saying that Kristen, the baby, is not Nick's. It's Nick's, not Adam, aren't you guys, Mom?
It's got to be Nick's. I think if it was stupid with the...
I'm right to that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I kind of got in a Facebook war with someone today. And Mr. Tony, you might not want to look at Facebook for the rest of the night. Because the primaries are going on, and you might not be happy.
I'm following them on the laptop as we speak and keeping quiet.
Well, I know, but I'm
TV and keeping quiet.
All I got to say is, you know, dump. Yeah, dump needs to leave dump. I know,
dump
I'm going to get a... what?
Dump Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Megan and I are really, really bad.
And,
yeah.
Well, then if that's the case, toss the queen.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, okay, I still don't know who I'm voting for. I really don't.
Too early.
I've been
I'm going to blame my grandfather because he usually voted, I think, Republican, I think. But then he changed his own tune when Clinton got into the White House. Then he voted for Clinton without talking to me about it. So, yes, I'm usually a Republican, but, you know, I'm not sure by now, and I know it's going to take a long time to figure it out, and, you know, and I wish we didn't have to hear about it all day long. Come on, give us a day break, 2 days break. That is how I'm feeling. And so everyone have a good night, and we will be back on Friday.
Great.
We'll
good night,
guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bye-bye.